Let's check in with DEEP Commissioner Katie Dykes, Department of Energy and Environmental Protection. What do you need to know if you're going to a beach or a state park this weekend? Hello,
hey
Commissioner.
Guys.
Hey.
Hello.
What's happening?
So the one thing that's stuck
up. Nice weather.
We're going to have nice weather.
Right.
So interior beaches will be closed?
Right. So we are looking forward to a great Memorial Day weekend, and we know folks are excited to get out on the water or in the water. So we're at the shoreline parks. We are going to be open as we have been the whole season, and swimming is going to be supported there. We're really excited about that. And, you know, we've made the decision for now to not allow swimming at the inland state parks. They've got much tinier little beaches there, and they get crowded in normal times. So we're going to see how things go at the shoreline beaches and then make some decisions on the inland swimming, you know, going forward. But that's what people can expect for this weekend.
So we're talking about Indian Wells in Shelton. What else?
Mm-hmm.
Are there a lot?
Well, actually, we have this great tool that we just launched in time for Memorial Day for folks who want to know what's open and what's not. So you can go to ct.gov/whatsopenoutdoors, and that has real-time information on park closures and what's available in terms of beaches and swimming. And the great part about it is we've been working great with a lot of municipalities around the state. So you can, over time, you're going to find that some municipalities are also putting up information about municipal beaches and what's allowed and whether you need to have a parking pass and all that kind of stuff that's on there in one location. So that's going to be great.
Here's a curveball for you. What if, you know, you're driving from far away and, you know, the parking lot gets full and closed. You're halfway there. That could potentially happen, right?
That's why we wanted to have
drive
a one-stop shop website.
But be mentally prepared.
Don't get me in trouble with DOT.
No, but if you're looking, just be mentally prepared that if you look on the website
have
and it says it's
plan.
Open
right.
and you drive, you know, it might...
Don't set your hopes up, yeah.
Conditions could change.
Might fill up.
You might go to McDonald's instead,
On the way there. The other thing I saw that stuck out was the 15-feet space rule, right? 15-foot?
Yeah. That's a new one. So people have been asking us, you know, they're looking for, like, just some guidelines on how to do this, right? We've never done this before. And on the beach, of course, 6 feet it's not enough. It doesn't feel right if you're going to enjoy your time on the beach. So we calculated out 15 feet. That's what we're recommending to folks. We're not getting out, you know, the yardstick here and enforcing that. But it's giving people a rule of thumb. So that as they're getting set up for the day, they can think about what's the right kind of spacing for themselves and for other visitors so folks can enjoy their time at the beach comfortably. But what we are doing, and you guys have been so great in helping us message this over these last couple of weeks, we're implementing lower parking capacity levels at the beach. That's our best tool for making sure that the numbers of visitors are at a level that where folks can comfortably follow the social distancing rules. So that's why it's so important, as you said, for folks to plan ahead, come early in the day, and have a backup plan, you know, to come back at a different time or choose a different park. So that's why that what's open outdoors is so helpful, because you can see what else is available around you. But we're excited about the weekend, and, you know, I have to say, our park system has been open over the last 2 months at a time when other states chose to close theirs. And, you know, thanks to your help and, frankly, all of the visitors to our parks, people have, on balance, they've been doing a pretty good job.
Why did you laugh when you said that?
That's a nervous laugh. She thought something funny.
I feel like that was air quotes.
Right, yeah.
We're optimistic.
Right.
We're optimistic for the season.
Right.
So we posted a bunch of our operational plan up on the web. If you go to our DEEP website, you can find more tips and about how to enjoy our parks, enjoy the park safely.
We want
people to really get outside.
You know what I found interesting, and I don't know if it's just because the news cycle has different stories and it's full of COVID stuff. But I haven't heard about a lot of bear sightings. Is it lower this year? Are they hibernating longer or wearing, trying to find masks?
They're distancing.
They're distancing.
Right. You know, they are not necessarily following the social distancing. They're up and about, and our staff are responding to wildlife incidents around the state. But we knock on wood, don't jinx anything. But
okay.
So far,
it's been quiet.
You know, it's been quieter, but it's not been totally quiet. But that's a great reminder to folks that as you're getting out and hiking, you know, just be bear aware.
Bear aware.
There you
go.
I like that.
I mean, like pants.
Bear aware. Yeah. Have you ever come face-to-face with a bear, Commissioner?
I have.
Really?
I have. Yes. In the Adirondacks. It was a long time ago.
Oh. But, he said, hey, you're Katie Dykes.
I know you.
You regulate me.
That was New York, so not my jurisdiction.
Yeah,
but, it's just a good reminder for folks.
What did you do?
You encounter up here. You know, we were with a group of 10 campers, and so, you know, we, again, don't run. We stood together. We made noise.
So hard to do.
And yeah, how do you not run? It's so scary.
Just start singing They Hate That.
Right. We did. We put on a full musical, and he grabbed a bag of granola bars and took off.
So like, yeah, I'm gonna take this bag. Yeah, we're good.
Wow, don't run. Run.
Right.
That's tough.
That's how powerful the music was, too.
Don't run.
It's like, I'm out of here.
Yeah.
Oh, not hairy.
Right. I love this website. Let's give it out one more time, and we'll link up. And this is if you're doing anything in parks, beaches, whatever, go here.
Mm-hmm. What's Open Outdoors at ct.gov. And you can also check our Twitter handle at CT State Parks for full information about park closures real time. So
Perfect. Get
out and enjoy things. Bring your mask and, you know, group of five or less and have a great time.
Thanks to you and everyone at Deep for making these parks fun and enjoyable. We have the best
Absolutely.
Parks here in Connecticut.
Yes.
Yep.
Commissioner Katie Dykes, Department of Energy.
We've got the best staff. Thank you.
Yes. Thank you. All right. Have a great weekend.
Yes.
You too.
All right.
Thank you.
Bye.
Chaz and AJ in the morning, 99.1 PLR, 95.9 The Fox. Karen from Milford.
Oh, I love you guys.
We love you.
All my tribe is in those front lines.
What's that now?
All my friends. JJ, stop it.
JJ?
God bless Jennifer.
I'm sorry, Karen. Start over. We're not going to say anything for the next 10 seconds.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Yeah, get it out.
I'm just going to breathe. Thank you for taking my call.
Okay, well, now I'm feeling like it was a bad move. I thought it was your birthday. I saw it was your birthday. I thought it'd be happy birthday. Then we move on. But this doesn't seem to be what's happening here.
No, I love it. Thank you for taking my call.
Happy birthday to you.
Can I ask you why you called? Why did you call?
Drunk.
Let's start with that.
Wasted already?
Is it all right?
AJ, what did you mumble?
I said, how you doing today? Good?
I love you guys.
Love you too.
My tribe. Yeah, I really do.
Thank you. You're our family.
Yes, we love you too.
You more than you know, Chaz. I went to Zoe's Pizza last week, and maybe I'll go tomorrow. I love it. I grew up in Seymour. We grew up together. You know me.
Yeah, I know me.
All right.
You know me.
Yeah, I know me.
I would know you if I saw you, right?
I brought you so much food in East Haven, you don't remember?
In East Haven.
Wow. Staven.
Wow. Yeah, everywhere.
Are you panhandling Chaz?
I think you're thinking of someone else.
Right.
No, I'm not, Chaz, because you're like, you're saying about the holistic health care. I said, no, I don't want any recognition.
Wait, what did I say?
You wanted to put on the radio about what my magnet on my car is.
What's your magnet on your car?
Well, at the time it said holistic health care.
I'm so confused.
We're not going to mention our mutual friend JR from the podcast from June 2nd because I got in big trouble for that. So thank you for the birthday things, and I bless Jennifer and you guys keep me going. I love the music, and I miss Pam and Ryan Robertson.
So How powerful. Thank you.
Hey, Jay, you've been trying to get this line out. Go ahead.
I'm just wondering how powerful the magnet is.
No, I can't.
How powerful
I can't
is the magnet?
You may want to take that magnet off the car.
AJ?
Yo.
AJ?
Yes.
When people make fun of you, I always take your back. So.
Take your back.
Well,
it's have your back.
I mean, save
or
my
take
back.
Your
yeah,
side.
Exactly right. Yeah.
It's not take your back.
I appreciate it. Now I'm just concerned for your welfare.
Chad,
yes.
It's
yes.
my birthday. Don't pick on me today. Tomorrow you can.
Okay.
Rush the brown ass, will you?
I'm off tomorrow, but man, am I calling you tomorrow?
You better show up in person.
You better show up in person.
You better show up.
Let me tell you something. I'm on your tribe. I'm not on the other side.
We'll give you a bunch of new magnets.
I don't want no magnets. I'm going to Zoe's
I feel
pizza.
Like if you throw a refrigerator magnet at her head, it'll stick on her forehead.
Chaz.
Like a big old Frigidaire.
That's not nice.
Karen.
It's a joke.
He
Karen.
Meant,
Karen.
He meant in a loving way.
If you really do know me, you know it's a joke.
He means you're attractive. You know,
yeah, but I'm very... Okay, look at my Facebook. I'm a sensitive soul. You got me in big trouble for the podcast on June 2nd.
You have me mistaken with someone else.
We have a podcast.
No, you called Jay.
We called Jay.
I didn't call Jay.
Jay who?
I don't even know who
yes,
Jay is.
Yeah, which Jay?
Yes, you did.
June 2nd.
Can I ask you something? Do you work like overnights and started drinking at 6 a.m.?
No, I have this energy myself. It's my personality.
It's natural. All
right.
By the way, June 2nd last year was a Sunday, so there would be no podcast.
AJ.
That's Phil.
When they come to you and I got your back.
That's Phil talking.
All right, so it's my birthday, so how are you guys doing?
We're doing great. How's your birthday?
I was doing good until about 5 minutes ago.
As confused as you, apparently.
I had a show and everything. Yeah.
I hope this is not on the air.
Okay.
Oh.
Surprise! Happy birthday!
Happy birthday to you.
It's between all of us here.
Yes?
No comment.
Did she say Ashley or actually?
I heard Ashley.
I heard Ashley also. She says Ashley Tourette's. Ashley!
AJ, when they make fun of you for all your little burbs, I don't laugh.
What's a burb? We call them flubbles. I burber after he beans.
Oh, my God. I'm glad I made you laugh on my birthday.
Me too.
Yes, we're laughing along with you.
I had such low expectations for this call.
Thank you.
And
they lived right up to him.
Let me talk to Jennifer.
Okay, hold on.
My friends work with Jennifer.
Okay, hold on.
AJ, shut up.
All right.
Whoa, easy.
Hold on.
Don't move.
Hold on, Karen.
Don't move.
Oh, boy. It's time for Dumbass News.
Okay.
It's time for Chaz and AJ Dumbass News.
Thank you.
Dumbass.
When you see a dumbass in the news, send it to dumbassnews@chazandajinthemorning.com. Happy birthday, Kooky Karen. All right. We lost her at the end of the last segment. She said, get Jennifer on the phone. I want to talk to Jennifer. Jennifer is on the phone. Hello.
Hi. Good morning.
Hello.
Hello.
Do you remember Karen?
Hello. I have no idea who Karen is.
Yeah.
Okay. He's all of us.
She's called the show. We know her from that, but I don't remember her bringing us food.
No, I don't. I have no idea who she is.
I feel like I'd remember her.
In her mind, she did.
She's hard to forget.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
In a good way. You know, she's having a good time.
Absolutely.
It's her birthday.
Fun and bubbly. Yep.
Yeah.
What did you call it? Disturbingly?
Disgustingly.
Disgustingly bubbly. Yes, that was Ashley, yes.
All right, hon, hold on one second in case Karen calls.
Yeah, don't
Karen!
Move.
Karen!
Here, Karen!
Karen! Cookie Karen.
We're ready for you, Karen.
Everyone think mental telepathy.
All right.
Karen.
Jennifer sit in on Dumbass News to see if Karen calls.
Right. We had a couple tribe calls says we should call her Magnet Head Karen from now on.
Maghead.
Mag, yeah.
Guy drinking beer on crowded sidewalk says the lockdown should be stricter. So a reporter in a UK interviewed a random guy who said he thinks the lockdown should be stricter and no one should be allowed out, but he's standing on a crowded sidewalk at the time.
Me personally, I think the way we're going, I know we're drinking beer, so it looks like we're saying what's good for us is not good for everyone else, but if we carry on the way we're going, I think we're going to have a major lockdown in 2 weeks, the way the restrictions are. And in 2 weeks, I think we're going to see a massive rise in the deaths again.
I
think we should be more stricter like Spain, and none of us be allowed out.
The way we're going.
He's also
talking. Good day, sir.
Yeah,
I said good day.
Good day.
By the way, do you know Amanda Karen?
I feel like the British version of her was standing behind that dude.
Exactly. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Just shouting in the background. Right. Yeah.
Get out me! Get out me!
Get out me!
I brought your phone. I had your back.
Hey, Jay.
I had your back.
I took your back.
I took your back when you were pigeon on you.
I took your back.
For God's sake.
The podcast from June 2nd.
Oh, look. There's a penguin.
Jay. We talked to Jay.
There's a penguin on the television.
It's my birthday. Don't pick on me.
It's my birthday. Raise a move up.
Ashley.
Get me Jennifer on the phone.
From the loo.
Let me talk to Jennifer.
It smells quite bad in here.
We love Karen.
Yes, we do.
We say this with great effect.
I've got a magnet. I've got a lovely bunch of magnets.
I've got the lovely bunch of magnets. Dee-dee-dee.
That was my favorite line. She was talking about a magnet on her car, and AJ said, how strong was that magnet? Line of the day.
I like when she said, AJ, I pick your back when you do the brr, brr, brr,
brr. I didn't know my back needed picking.
I pick your back. Do, 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 do.
I pick your back.
Do, 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 do.
I pick your back.
If we do that, he can't help himself.
No, he has to do that part.
That's like shaving a haircut. You go, and then someone, they have to do that. Yep,
gotta
exactly.
Do it.
Right.
Yeah.
That's how you get ghosts. Right. Yep.
I don't think Karen's going to call. One more story.
Karen!
Here.
Oh, she passed out.
Man to marry his cat to raise money for... Hey, pipe down, ninny.
Got it.
You shut it.
I have to go duty. Hurry it.
Where's my duty?
Oh, I know right where it is.
All right, we got a guy on. I'm very excited to have him. If you watch Discovery Channel tonight, there's a new show called All on the Line. It premieres tonight at 9 o'clock. Let's play the promo.
We have no way to pay our bills. I've got a fish.
We are the last of the hunters, and our legacy isn't going to end here.
Let's go catch some fish.
Woo! We got our bigger paycheck today, brother.
Yeah, boy!
Oh! We might need to sell the boat.
Bottom line is I'm running the boat, and ultimately what I say goes.
Hit him!
Get on it! Atlantic Gold right here, Atlantic Gold.
You know, it's hard to pick everything out when you're just listening to the audio. It's a very exciting promo.
Was that first guy Bill Clinton? We got a pair of bills. We got a fish.
Let's hear that again.
We have no way to pay our bills. I've got a fish.
I got to stay away from Hillary, for God's sake. She's going to beat me up again.
Sounds a little like him.
I'm looking for Monica.
Aldo Addario.
That's cool,
on the
man.
Phone
How
right
you doing,
now.
Chaz?
Aldo!
Hey.
Great to have you on.
What's going on, guys?
Congratulations.
Hello.
On this.
Yeah, man.
And Ashley, thanks for having me on. I really appreciate it. And for giving us that plug. I mean, you guys have done a great job. I listen to you guys all the time.
Oh, this segment's about
really
you.
Excited.
Thank you very much.
Yeah,
we're excited about this show. You're from Shelton?
Chaz, I went to school with you, actually.
Uh-huh.
And we kind of know the same people.
Uh-oh.
And I used to come down to the radio station when you used to be in Hamden, okay? And I guess I remember Smalls, that guy Smalls.
Yeah,
his last name.
That Biggie, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And we used to come down there every once in a while, and obviously you know Sonny Rich, who's been blowing up your phone constantly.
Yeah.
But we kind of know the same people, the Salems. I grew up in Shelton.
Okay, I knew that name.
There you go,
so
see?
Good to have you, good to talk to you again.
Yeah.
Tell us about this show. So it's a great name, All on the Line, and it's a fishing show.
Right.
Yes. There's actually a few other fishing shows. We're different than what they've that's running on television these current days, only because what we do is we actually work together with a few other boats. And what we do is all our information is shared, and we push along to catch these giant tuna fish, which are amazing, strong, powerful.
What's
fish.
The biggest tuna you've ever seen?
The biggest one I've seen is probably the one that I've caught. My biggest one was very close to 900 pounds.
Oh, my God.
That's a lot of great sushi right there.
Oh, it is. And if you eat sushi, I mean, we export. You know,
let's go into the story of the 900-pound catch.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we went up to an area off of Maine because my boat's in Massachusetts, in Gloucester, Massachusetts, one of the oldest fishing villages on the East Coast. I want to say it's one of the very first ones, and actually where they filmed that movie, The Perfect Storm, because it actually happened here.
Wow.
So my boat's out of Gloucester, Cape Ann Marina, and we ended up running up to Mass. We ran up to Maine, and as we were up to Maine, we actually had a problem with the boat. It was, you know, it was we were having an issue with water, taking on water. So I was determined to get up there because I knew that the bite was on. So we ended up patching up the boat at 10 o'clock at night in the middle of nowhere, dark as can be. Fixed the boat and ended up anchoring in about 250 feet of water off of Maine. And we had one fish on early, and we pulled the hook because it happened. These fish are fighting for their lives, and we ended up pulling the hook. And then immediately after resetting again,
pulling the hook means let them go.
No. What happens is all that strength, they have this incredible strength, and they're able to pop these hooks. Like if you have them in the lip, they're able to pop the hook, either tear a hole in their lip or actually break the leader.
Oh.
And the leader material is, I mean, everything has a maximum, you know, and when you're fighting with 150 to 200 pound test line, that fish could apply pressure over the 1,000 mark. So he can, with that big rudder tail of his, he can actually just snap it right off on you. And you got to go back to the drawing board and try it again.
All right. So you had one, pops the line.
Right.
Pops the line, went back, reset up again, and then within 10 to 15 minutes later, so we were just, you know, it was like a heartbreaker at first, and then we were on again, and it took 5 hours to land this particular 116-inch fish, and it was exported. We exported it to Japan, you know, and we made a paycheck, myself and my mate that happened to fish with me, Kevin Granfield, and he's also another fisherman up here, and I started out with I bring in all these younger guys and teach them, you know, and that's pretty much what this show's about. We're teaching
how
the younger generation,
you could,
you know,
have a 900 pound tuna on it.
Well, that particular boat was a 35, but right now I'm running a 47.
Okay.
I just invested into a 47. This is my second.
Always
year
need a bigger boat. Boaters always want a bigger boat.
Well, you know, the fish get bigger. You know, somebody's going to turn around and say you need a bigger boat.
Exactly. You could make a case for a bigger boat when you come home with a 900-pound tuna.
Seriously.
Oh, yeah. And, I mean, I have a Facebook page and everything, and it shows just – it's all about fishing, by the way. I mean, there is some family shots on there and that kind of stuff, but mostly I keep that page just –
What are we going to see tonight on the Discovery Channel? Is it just you guys, or is it
everybody's stories?
There's another boat that's with us. There's another boat that's with us, and you'll see this young kid, Danny. That's the guy you hear saying, I'm the captain, and I call the shots. And Danny's a young 18-year-old.
Oh, boy.
He's up and coming.
Right.
And he's got some adrenaline. Once he gets started, you're not going to stop this kid. A very good fisherman. He's third generation tuna fisherman.
Okay.
Then you also got.
I guess when you're 18 too, you have to say I'm the captain.
Exactly right. Because folks won't take you seriously.
Well,
right.
Think about this. What were you doing when you were 18? You know how hard it is to be dedicated to just that fishing.
I was drinking with Aldo Adario.
I caught a flounder once. Does that count?
I was doing.
Don't have any flounder fishing shows.
this kid concentrates on fishing, and then you got this guy Johnny Johnson, which you guys say sounds like Clinton, which is true because he is from Alabama.
There you go.
Anyways, and he works really hard. He's got a big heart, and he's like a pusher. Push, 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 push. I mean, he rubs you the wrong way. You know, you want to haul off and lose it, but, you know, you gotta stay focused. And the whole objective is to get this fish, board this fish, get him on the boat, take care of him, and then ship him and try to continue to do that because there's just a short window of opportunity to catch these fish.
Do you cut the fish on the boat soon after you get them?
Well, what we do is we do this thing where I cut across the gill,
right.
We remove his innards, and we pack it full of ice, and then we submerge him in ice and water or
right.
In a bag.
Keep him fresh.
Refrigerated bag because, well, you have to keep them fresh, but you have to get that temperature down. These fish are hot blooded.
Yeah.
You put your hand inside them, they're at 80 degrees.
Wow.
You need to cool them down to 35 as soon as possible to stop, you know, to stop basically, we'll say, decay, all right? And that's how you have to really take care of them. You got to bleed them. You swim them for a little while behind the boat.
Aren't you glad you asked, Ashley?
Right.
I can tell by Ashley's face. She's like, wow, why did I ask that question?
No, well, here's the thing. I know, AJ, you always talk about eating sushi, right?
Yeah, sushi great.
AJ,
yeah.
Sushi grade stuff. Now, you see that color.
Yeah.
Now, if you don't do this properly, you don't get that color.
That
and if you don't
red.
Get that color,
yeah. No
you
one
don't
wants
get
to
that
it.
Number.
Yeah.
Right. Who, yeah. I mean, who's going to eat brown fish? You want to eat something, you know, you eat with your eyes. And we use asparagus to catch these things.
And you get more money for it, right?
Are
you serious?
Asparagus
really?
Boy, do we have a lady for you.
Yeah, you know.
She's got to be on the show.
Right.
You have to throw asparagus on the table, and she will tell you how you're going to do on your trip.
Or her overboard, one of the two.
Yeah. No, we chum with asparagus. That's like our favorite.
Really?
It was a secret until now. You guys screwed it up. No.
Well, you said it.
Tuna likes asparagus?
But we'll see that on the show tonight, right?
Yeah, you'll see us working. You'll see us working in our base going in, and you'll see Johnny, and you'll see the other crew. We got, like I said, we have young guys, this kid Josh that fishes with me on this particular boat. You'll see this guy. He whips us and he does everything. You know, we're both captains, so you're going to see us butt.
Does he whip you with giant asparagus?
No,
right, or tuna.
As long as he doesn't do that, we're good.
In that short promo, Aldo, I heard a female voice say, we might have to sell the boat. Let me guess.
Okay.
That's a wife.
That's Johnny's. Yes. That's
right. Okay.
Johnny's.
That's not a member.
That's
of the
Johnny.
Crew.
That's not
right.
mine.
That's not a captain of the boat.
Right.
That's not someone who grew up fishing.
That's the one who works.
No one who's in that life says we might have to sell the boat.
That's one worried for the bills. Yes.
Usually, you don't
last
find
thing to
her
go.
After she says it.
Nah.
Usually.
What do you use for chum? Don't ask.
Right.
Don't ask. You
right.
know. Right. Don't make a statement like that. But hey, you know, fishermen fall on hard times.
Right.
Yeah.
Is that a house slip on the deck?
Drastic action. You know. So,
has this COVID thing affected the fishing industry?
Well, we're not open up here in Massachusetts yet. So the marinas are open. You got to stay 6 feet apart and the whole nine yards. You got to wear masks and everything's takeout. Everything's on the outside. They are opening up, I think, on the 25th. It's going to be tough. You know, it's tough for everybody. We're all going through the same thing. You don't know what to expect, but
right.
One thing we do know is that when Discovery did reach out to us and say, hey, you guys, you know, we want to do this show and this COVID thing's going to go by and you're ready to go, we give everybody, you know, 150% because their failure is no option and you're only good as your crew. So you put that all together and we will give you a show. And we'll give you a show, but we'll give you a reality show. And a lot of these reality shows, They're not real.
This is real.
Yep.
No.
It's on Discovery tonight.
You're gonna, really quick, I met this woman one time, and she saw me. She says, you know, she says, I know you're Italian. And she's a great lady. Her name was Terry. And she saw me getting all flustered a lot of times, whatever I was dealing with. And her daughter came up to me, and she said, listen, my mom told me to give you this. And with a sweet voice, she goes, here, read it. And I read it, and it says, if you're not going to say anything nice, don't say anything at all. And
I try.
This show really pushes the limit because you think, I have this card, and it's in my wallet, and before I freak out and somebody rubs me the wrong way and I'm ready to go up one side of them and down the other, I try to think and choose my words right because
I don't know, it might make better television if you don't.
Yeah, the right curse words work.
Hit him in the head with a hook or something.
Yeah.
Asparagus.
The thing, Chaz, is what you want to do is, you know, you want it to all be natural. You definitely don't want
to
be
natural. Yeah, no, I got it. I see those shows and they have the fake drama in the garage or whatever.
Yeah.
You can spare me all this. I'm hooked with the cars.
Exactly right.
I just got a text from Joe Salem. I fished with Aldo. He's psychotic. Love him.
Best, in a good way.
Best tuna fisherman around, makes other guys look silly.
Nice.
He's that good.
You know, Joe's a good guy. You know him.
High compliments.
We talked to him.
From him.
You know.
All right. I got to go, but we got to have you back. I got to go right now.
You know what I'd like to do is you can have me back only if I could have your whole crew out on the boat fishing.
Oh, I'm in.
You know?
I'll go.
Oh, AJ will be in the corner in the fetal position with a life jacket on. I have a picture of him.
We'll make sure it's
fishing.
This boat is
Can you share that?
47 feet.
Yeah.
This boat's 47 feet.
Doesn't matter.
A bigger boat's always better.
Aldo, I'm telling you, AJ will be in the fetal position crying.
A bigger boat's always better.
Then we'll have to film him crying, right?
There you go, see?
What makes better? Because
you will not get better tears.
Hey, I just want to say one thing. I want to say thank you to you guys for having us on there, and thanks for your support. And I want to say I always would want to congratulate you guys for the success of WPLR, because you guys have been like a mainstay, especially in the Connecticut area. And if you're driving through Connecticut and you don't listen to WPLR, just take your radio out and throw it out the window, because you guys have really done a phenomenal job. And I appreciate everything you've done. I listen to you guys every day. And AJ, I know the car enthusiast is you, and I know you like the gym, and I know a lot about you guys, because face it, while you're driving, and I do a lot of driving, I'm listening, and I kind of got into your lives just because of the fact that I listen to how you are, you know, and I congratulate you guys on your success.
Thank you, bro.
People. And you as well.
Thank you.
Definitely, the invitation is there, and I will reach out to Ashley. And you guys,
we're going to take you up on it.
People on this boat.
I want to talk to you Tuesday about the episode.
Yeah. Can we use Ashley as bait?
No. We'll put her in a net and throw her out and just drag her behind the boat.
Just put her feet in the water.
Ashley and I could text back and forth with her and get something going.
Perfect.
It would be awesome.
All right, Aldo, hold on 1 second. Thank you, brother. Congratulations on the show. Discovery Channel. Tonight at 9, all on the line, Chaz and AJ, PLR, and the Fox. Dave on the road. This is not ridiculous. Hey, Dave.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hello, Dave.
Thank you.
Hello, Dave.
Good. First of all, I'd like to thank you guys. You guys have been great listening to you every morning.
We're happy to be here.
I appreciate that.
Yes, we are.
I'd like to nominate all the utility workers for keeping everything going. I think without them... You know, without your cable companies, phone companies, electric, and everything, you know?
The cable companies, without them, we would have killed each other already.
Pretty much,
true.
Yes.
Nothing to watch.
It'd been a knife fight.
It'd be the hospitals would have been overrun,
distract
not with COVID, but with just beatings.
Exactly. How'd you get a brush in there? Yeah.
Right. Electric, we don't even think about until it's off. It's just always there.
Like, what happened to the electric?
Yeah. The second that it's gone for... Yep. 10 seconds.
Yes.
We're like, what?
Ah! Yeah. Everyone gets that little feeling. It's like, oh, what do we do?
What do we do?
Oh, my God. All right, let's wait and see if it comes back. If not, we got to figure something out.
All right, we'll sell one of the kids.
I'm always in awe when a hurricane or a big storm comes through and trees are falling on power lines and power lines are across the street. They're getting in their trucks and they're driving out to handle it. I'd be like, let's wait. Until it clears up.
Yeah, let's see how it happens over here.
Yeah.
Let's see how it unfolds.
Until it's sunny.
You know, it's nature. Let nature take its course.
Let nature take its course.
Right, just walk around that puddle.
Yeah, walk around it.
Yeah, walk around
it. Right, they're out there in the wind,
don't walk
restringing
over
lines.
Exactly.
If putting stuff together.
If you see a squirrel, take a drink, explode, don't go there.
Yeah, so very dangerous work, too. Good. All right, thank you, brother. Good call.
Appreciate it.
Thanks, guys. Right,
thank you. Come back in.
Eric in Bridgewater.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Long time.
Thank you.
Hey, I want to nominate that gentleman that you had on earlier about the I'm sorry.
Hamburger
the,
Hill.
Yeah, that was such a moving story.
Art Wicknick.
And all the gentlemen, all the ladies, men and gentlemen that have served this country and what you guys do for us. I'm a public works employee. I listen to you all the time on the radio. Thank God
you.
We got radios in our vehicles. You guys get us through everything, and we really appreciate it.
Thank you. I think we all do it together.
Yeah.
We do. Mm-hmm. We all like a big hug.
And it's nice to see the flags at full staff.
Yes, it is.
We will lower them on Monday for a little bit, but it's nice to see the flags at full staff.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yep. It's just another sign.
Yep.
I noticed that, too.
Yep.
It's another sign that we're coming back.
We got it back up again.
I think my brother did.
That's what he said.
That was AJ's announcement.
Yeah.
We got it back up again. Woo!
All right. Fantastic.
What's that? Ashley's right here.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Ash, where's your giggle?
Quick, say something funny.
Her the pants.
I got to say something funny? No, that's impossible.
Yeah, really? Impossible. There you go,
thank you so much for having me on here, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you. Good call, man.
See that?
All right.
Really good call.
I like him.
I can tell.
Mike from Stanford.
Hey.
Hey.
How are you guys today? Just wanted to call and thank all the plumbers who are out working, going into people's houses, unclogging toilets.
Right, plumbers crack.
So people can use their toilets to keep their, plumbers protect the sanitation of America.
Exactly, right, because we're eating all that nasty food now and clogging those toilets with all that confiscated toilet paper we have.
Yeah.
Yep. Or using shirts and socks to wipe with.
Are you a plumber?
I am a plumber. Yeah.
All right.
There you go, see?
That makes sense.
See plums all the time. Get better fitting pants. Yeah.
You guys must go into some weird places, right?
Oh, no, I definitely go into some weird places. You get a lot of hoarders. You get a lot of these places where you walk in. You feel kind of uncomfortable, but you just got to get the job done.
Right. What's the, tell us about one of the houses that you went into where you're like, I don't know, the best course here.
One of the houses I went into is what I would consider a McMansion. And what I mean, you could not walk except for a thin line because there was so much newspaper and books and,
oh, wow,
and all this stuff.
McMess.
Wow.
It was like a multi-million dollar house, but the whole house, like you couldn't even, we had to unbury the toilets to work on them. We had to take back the papers, and my buddy found a shrunken head in the basement.
Like a real one?
A real one. The homeowner ended up getting rid of it, but it was passed down from his like father's father from a trip to the Amazon back in the day.
Oh my God! Don't those things smell?
That's the gift shop they have on the Amazon.
Why do you want shrunken that in heads your house?
Like $5.99. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. You put them like on your car window, the rearview mirror.
Yeah, but those are plastic. Those aren't real.
Yeah, I know. These are new. Authentic.
This is a real shrunken head.
Exactly. Well, you know, it's your co-pilot.
That's going to, you know, house is going to be haunted.
When you're going through the HOV lane, I got somebody here with me.
So.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
There's two of us.
Technically, it's a person. So.
Right. Oh, wow.
Well, I just want to ask all the plumbers once again.
Thank you. Thank you, plumbers.
Shrunken head.
Thank you, plumbers.
All right,
plumbers.
Guys. Thanks for having
me. All right. Thank you, brother.
Yep.
He's like, yeah, whatever. Shrunken head.
Do we know how they shrunk them? What's that process?
You put them in the wash.
You put them in the washer. Hot water.
That's all you got to do. Yeah. Hot water. Done.
The dry cycle.
Read the label.
Right.
It'd be hysterical if you could put it back on the person.
That'd be cool. Like Beetlejuice. Right.
Would their voice be super high because their head is so little?
Yes.
I would think so, right?
I would think, yeah. Mm. Watch them blow a bubble.
The cords are smaller. Jeff in Bolton.
Yes, good morning. Thanks for the opportunity, Chaz and AJ. I nominate Connecticut Farmers.
Farmers. Mm. Get everybody over here. Absolutely. Farmers. Yes.
Good.
Some of the hardest working people I've ever met.
True.
It never ends.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That's definitely a lifestyle. You don't do that for the money.
That's why John Mellencamp sings about him.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, you're telling me.
Are you a farmer?
I am a farmer.
How many acres and what are you farming?
29 acres and mixed vegetable gardens, mostly heirlooms.
Oh, I love mixed vegetables. How do you get them in those little packets?
I try to grow with organic practice. But I'll tell you what, my day starts before the sun comes up, and my day never ends.
I'm going to call you Green Giant now on.
If you have the dedication that I have to growing food for the community around here, then I don't know who else would have a better nomination than that.
How many generations?
Well, this farm that I'm working is 100 years old. But,
wow.
I'm the first-generation farmer, and we actually are trying to save this farm out here in Bolton.
What did your parents do?
My father was a machinist at Pratt & Whitney, and my mother was she worked at a restaurant as a waitress and a prep cook.
How did you decide to become a farmer?
I was an exterminator, and I started seeing all the problems with the food industry. I was going to treat mice and rats at a grain factory, and I see them pumping neurotoxins into the walls and, all the chemicals that our food is treated with. So I started growing my own food, and then the surplus of food that I had, I put out on a pallet in my front yard for people to take, and somebody put a bucket up there, and there started being money in there. So my garden grew.
Oh, yeah. That's wonderful. That's
next thing you know, you have a tractor. Cool.
Yeah, how big is your tractor?
I've got a 1960 Ford that's 60 horse, and I've got a 1952 Ford 8N
That's about 30, maybe 18 horse left in it now.
Nice. See that? 30, maybe 18.
And every day gets plowed.
Yeah.
But started with 30, but it's old. So, you know, yeah, there's probably 18 good ones left in there. But
right, yeah. Right.
All right. Thank you, brother. Thanks for what you do.
Yes.
Good call.
Hey, thanks.
If you are having a hot dog this weekend, it should be a Hummel hot dog.
It better be one.
It better be one.
Yep.
Eric Hummel is on the phone, one of the third generation owners of Hummel Brothers. Hey, thanks for coming on.
It's my pleasure. How are you guys doing today?
Not good. Bad, man. I know you're busy now. How many hot dogs do you think you make for this weekend?
Ooh, about 800,000.
Wow. That's just one family.
Are you
so many dogs?
Just one family.
I feel like you're just making that number up.
It's a guy named Freddie.
No, you know what? Memorial Day is still the biggest hot dog holiday of the year. And I think it's because, you know, it's the first holiday. It's the first long weekend.
Right.
And everybody's itching to get out and light up their grills every year. And I think this year, more than ever, people are going to be coming out and having picnics and just trying to get outside and make it a normal summer holiday.
Yeah.
Where are they made?
Where are our hot dogs made?
Yeah.
Down at Long Wharf.
There you go,
we've been there since 1972, and we call that the new plant.
Wow.
Because the old one was on Congress Avenue in New Haven, and that was open in 1933.
Wow.
And who was that opened by, your grandfather?
My grandfather and my great uncle Bill.
Wow.
Bought out a company called Phil's Sausage Kitchen.
Nice.
Back in 1933.
Phil's Sausage Kitchen. Boy, that's got a ring to it, huh?
Oh, yeah. Phil just couldn't make it.
Yeah, exactly right. Just couldn't handle after a while.
You know, maybe it was the name.
No,
you know,
yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. He wasn't a liked man.
Yeah, no. Yeah, folks didn't like a sausage, yeah.
But, you know, both our grandfathers, to do that, they were both in their 30s. And to take that shot at, you know, in your 30s, in the beginning of the Depression...
Right.
That was a very risky proposition.
Yeah.
And here we are almost 90 years later, three generations in.
Yep.
But we still make the hot dogs the way they taught us. And
it's
all about quality. And it's all about using the finest cuts of meat and our spices. And we smoke with real hickory.
Yeah.
So we still do it the way they did it. You know, that we really haven't changed anything.
Were they called hot dogs back then?
Frankfurters.
Frankfurters, yes.
Oh,
Frankfurters,
right. Frankfurters, yeah.
Right.
And this actually said Frankfurter on the label, yeah.
Yeah.
They started calling them hot dogs.
Yeah.
Yep.
Our charts used to say, you know, quality Frankfurters on them, the boxes, Frankfurters.
Who was Frank anyway? I'm just kind of curious.
It sounds like,
well,
did they start in Germany?
Faded away. What's that?
Did they start in Germany? Is that where hot dogs start?
Hot dogs, absolutely, yeah.
Frankfurters.
Yep.
Frankfurters.
See, but how many Frankfurter won't you like it?
So, was it a guy named Frank, and were they foot long? Is that where it became
Frank? No, that was Big Frankfurter.
You know what? Just run with that. It sounds really good.
Yeah, go with that one.
You
know
put that on your website.
You know which one I love you guys make is the Red Hots, the one the spicy one.
Oh, yeah. They're a little. I can't eat them. They're too spicy for me.
They got some kick.
A lot of. Oh, the guys at work put habanero. I don't know if I'm saying
that. Oh, habanero.
Right. Habanero, yeah.
I look at them and shake my head. You know, that sometimes they're having that for coffee break in the morning.
Yeah, those guys eat outside.
Fiery
anyway,
start.
Yeah, you're going outside for a while.
What a treat to work there.
Yeah.
Just grab a couple dogs.
Exactly.
Let's have a coffee break.
I tell you, when the hot dogs are done cooking and the buzzer goes off for the smokehouse and you open that door, you just can't duplicate that flavor. As soon as they're done cooking, we've been known to pop open the smokehouse, grab five or six, and just kind of munch away on them.
Go for it.
Can people tour that or come by and buy hot dogs right there?
Well, they can come by. We don't do tours anymore with all the regulations from USDA over the years.
Gotcha.
You know, our facilities, I'd want to say as clean as a hospital, but it is.
Yeah.
So we don't allow that anymore, but we do have a deli in the front of the building where you can come in and buy product. It's probably going to be very busy today.
Right.
But it's you know, there's always been a deli. In, you know, our grandfathers years ago had a deli. There were pictures during the war of the line out in front of the deli because everything was rationed. They weren't able to get much of the stuff. So it's more or less a convenience than anything else.
You think about what a center New Haven was for food.
It like was,
the best
yeah.
food in the world.
Yeah.
Hummels, yeah. Pepe, Sally's, yeah. all this great food. There's some delis that are still around.
All within a few miles of each other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
You do a tour.
Some good eating.
Years ago, there were actually 4 hot dog producers in the city.
Really?
Oh.
And we're the last ones. Sperry and Barnes, Hertler, Weber, Hummel. You know, of course, Rossler was around years ago, so... Yeah, that's it. When I got people on the website asking, the 3 things that they miss from New Haven are hot dogs, pizza, and Italian bread.
There you go, see?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
That works.
And then you got Louie's Lunch that
right.
started in New Haven.
Home of the hamburger.
Legendary.
Yeah.
Home of the hamburger.
Yep. yep.
Right.
Yep.
And then yep. Hull's Beer yep. was made in New Haven, right?
Right. Hull's Beer was actually located right down the street from our old plant on Congress Avenue. And, in fact, we drew the same water as they did. There's a spring that runs under the city in that area.
Oh, wow.
And, and that water is just so clean. And then that's what Hull's Beer was made out of.
Oh, and beer wow. and hot dogs go together, so it's a natural thing.
Exactly. It's good that you guys were neighbors.
We used to meet halfway down Congress Avenue and just have a little party.
There. Right.
That sounds awesome.
You bring your cart, we'll bring our cart.
Yeah, let's just rumble. Let's have a good time here. Right. Nice. Yeah.
How do you, when Eric is when Eric Hummel is home, how do you prepare your hot dog? Do you boil them? Do you put them on the grill? How do you do it?
Well, it all depends, but, you know, I'm definitely a grill guy.
Right. Good.
And I'm just a dab of mustard on my hot dog. I don't like to load it up with onions or anything like that.
Yeah. Simple. Back to basics.
You know, yeah. If you cook it on wood or something like that, you want that wood flavor. It just tastes so good by itself.
Well, I think the answer is if you're eating the right hot dog, you don't need to add all that other stuff.
Exactly right.
You're getting all the flavor you need.
You pimp out the ones that suck.
I eat Hummel, and I don't mind putting stuff on it. I like putting stuff on it.
Yeah. But, you know, that's the way we were raised.
What do you think
like
about
I said,
ketchup?
We used to eat them right out of the smokehouse.
Ketchup on a hot dog.
We usually cut that off at age 11.
Right.
What about, I do a little bit of both.
See?
Ketchup, mustard, swirl.
Exactly.
I have the oddest combination of all. I'll have a hot dog. I'll take, you know, the sauerkraut that has the fennel in it.
Sauerkraut?
Sauerkraut. Yep. And a little Frank's Red Hot sauce in there.
Oh, that sounds great.
Yep.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yep. You don't want to be behind me for a while, but.
I'll give you a sauerkraut recipe my dad makes, which is an old recipe that came from Germany.
Yeah.
You add roast beef gravy, you brown some bacon and onion, add that in.
Yep.
And when you add the roast beef gravy, you just let it cook until it really simmers all the way down.
Yep.
That flavor is incredible between the bacon and onion and the gravy.
Hungarian
sauerkraut.
Bacon or even like using the salt pork. You fry that up and use that oil, put it in the sauerkraut. Yep. Great flavor. Yep.
Is that, Eric, is that recipe available anywhere on your website?
Oh, I'm pretty sure I have it up there. It would be under Dad's Sauerkraut.
All right.
Dad's Sauerkraut.
Dad's Sauerkraut.
Right. Make sure you type the right website.
Mama G would like that one.
Yes.
HummelBrothers.com. Yes. Eric Hummel, one of the third generation owners of Hummel Brothers. Thank you, brother. Thanks for coming on.
My pleasure. Everybody be safe and enjoy Memorial Day and remember what it's all about.
Absolutely.
Yeah, exactly.
You too, man.
Thank you.
You too.
Now I'm so
speaking
hungry.
Of that, we have Tommy Picks, a veteran, on the phone right now. Hey.
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 Thank you for your service.
Yes, thank you so much.
I think you guys mistake. I'm not a veteran. I was nominating the veterans.
Oh, gotcha.
Oh, okay.
Well, thank you for your nomination. How's that?
Thank you for thinking of the veterans.
Exactly right.
Yeah, I was saying there's no question. There should be no question. It should absolutely be the veterans. You know, it's Memorial Day weekend. Why should it be anyone else at this point? You know, everyone.
You're right.
We could do the teachers next week.
Right. Exactly.
Yes.
Yep. I'm with you.
All right. Done.
See,
thank you, Tommy.
Getting things done. Thank you, Tommy.
No problem.
Thank you. All right.
I want hot dogs so freaking bad right now.
It's time for Chaz and AJ Dumbass News. Dumbass.
When you see a dumbass in the news, send it to dumbassnews@chazandajinthemorning.com.
Yeah.
Man to marry cat. What okay. the hell?
Is that short for Catherine?
Desperate.
Well, you never know. You know?
Poor kid.
No, you do know, because you don't do that.
Met her on catmaker.com. Yes.
That's true.
Catmaker.com.
You do know.
Yes. Well, you know. What are you going to do?
Scott Perry adopted Olivia, then a two-year-old medium hair feline named Colette.
Oh,
so
Colette.
She was Colette. Now yeah. she's Olivia.
Okay, see that?
Hmm.
Change your name. You know, married name.
That's exactly right.
Exactly, yes.
Olivia.
All right. The only ones at night, though. Only
they adopted, he adopted her with his then-girlfriend in 2015.
Right, then the girlfriend
okay.
dumped him.
Yeah, but then you don't marry your cat as an alternative.
Well, you know, I mean, you figure she sleeps all day and sleeps all night, so, you know.
She already lives here, you know.
Yeah, and all of a sudden,
I mean,
else
convenient, yes,
I mean, you know, when the person you're engaged to all of a sudden just gets up and, like, runs the next room,
all her stuff's already here.
Wait.
You know, cats always, like, all of a sudden, like, they have to be in the next room right now. Just, like, up, just up and leave.
Right, they saw a ghost.
Yeah, they just like take off. You're like, what the hell are you going? Yeah. Exactly. Exactly, Phil. Kind of like the same sound you make when you jump off a roof.
Those are their feet on the floor. I was backing you up,
man. Okay, I'm just checking. I'm a little gun shy with you.
I'm picking you back here, man.
All right, cool. My bad.
I wasn't picking on you for making a burp.
That was earlier when the mic was off. Fred Steele.
So Olivia was shy at first, hiding under furniture.
Sure.
But she warmed up to Perry after he went through a breakup.
That's still the cat, right?
The pair have been going strong for 5 years.
Wow, look at that. So almost half his life.
Seems like someone should rescue this pet.
Yes.
Again.
Seriously, yep.
I'll take it.
Needs
yeah.
rescue from the rescue.
Exactly. Kitty. Yeah. Yeah, the castle one's going, get me out of here. Get me out of here.
They've become especially close over the past 2 months in quarantine.
What does that mean?
Especially
what does
close.
That mean?
I don't need
please
any
don't say.
I don't like this guy.
Please don't say intimate.
The couple, quote, couple, has created a wedding website on Zolo.
Zolo.
The hell is that?
Zolo.
The cat did not create a wedding website.
That is a guy from that's a guy from Star Wars, Zolo.
Yeah, you can't say that. Well, the cats do walk on the keyboard sometimes.
They do. They do. Yeah, and they also sit on your laptop.
Maybe there was some contribution, although probably inadvertently.
Can I have a picture of a cat in a little wedding dress?
Yes.
Yeah, yes.
Right from the beginning. Thank you.
Where do you find that cake topping? You know, the groom and the tux and the cat. And
you got to go to, like, Petco.
Yeah.
I was going to say, yeah, all the wedding gifts will be real cheap.
Exactly right. Yeah. Yeah, we're registered aisle 7.
I got you catnip.
Hey, look, I bought you a condo.
Right.
It's covered in carpet.
Exactly. See? Yeah. Only one you can go inside, though.
I got the bird on the string with the lights.
Yep, exactly.
No, the feather, yeah.
Yeah. Got a laser pointer for those sultry nights.
Boss Keith is angry, and he's got a top five. Time now for Boss Keith's top five.
So first off, Memorial Day weekend is my favorite weekend of the year. So think of all your favorite holidays, Thanksgiving, Christmas, or things you, like, love the most. Feet, Disney, being mad at the callers, whatever.
Right.
Memorial your face, Day weekend
your face
is legs. That.
Right.
You let Phil out.
Right, yes.
Well, what is Phil into?
Geese.
Fact-checking.
Right. Right.
Fact-checking.
Sorry, Phil. Mm. So this weekend is everything to me, and I want to do anything. Go anywhere, but you can't do anything. And here are the five things I've learned that you cannot do on Memorial Day weekend. I'm telling you, I'm a Trump 2020 shotgun t-shirt away from going to the state house and saying, open it up. Like, I'm close. All right, so here we go. Number five, you can't go to Maine. Maine, whose slogan is vacation land, you cannot go there. You can't book hotels. It's still takeout for restaurants. It's a 14-day quarantine if you show up. So you got to stay in the hotel for 14 days. So I come back to work like June 12th.
It's just a longer vacation.
Right. That's the only way you can do it.
But wait, hotels are closed, no?
Hotels are closed. So even if I went there, if
to
I crossed
visit
the...
a
yeah,
person,
I have
right.
to stay at their stupid house for 14 days.
Gotcha. But who would right. know?
There, maybe the there sound. Are checkpoints, or maybe some Nana rats me out. Who knows?
Yeah,
so good plates. Always not wearing his mask.
Yep, Nana rat. I remember her, yes.
That's five.
Yep.
Number four, New Hampshire. So I am from New Hampshire. My people live in New Hampshire. I love New Hampshire. A non-resident can't book.
They're people. Like, what are you, a member of a tribe?
My friends. Like, all those people are in New Hampshire. I have a shirt that has New Hampshire on it.
It says sapling.
Like, I love New Hampshire.
You were a sapling, yes.
By the way, I think New Hampshire can hear you right now.
Yeah, really. Without the mic.
I've been mad since Wednesday.
Yeah,
Proud. So you can't book a hotel in New Hampshire unless you are a resident. No Airbnb, no hotel. Now, you ask, did you check on this? Yes, I called 15 hotels.
I didn't really ask. 15?
I called 15 hotels, and I said,
Can't you go stay with your parents?
Well, I, aren't I worried because they're old and I fake have it and they might get sick too?
Are you mocking yourself?
I'm mocking everyone.
Who are you angry at?
Everyone.
Right.
Your dad's been preparing for his death since like you're 20 years
old. That's true.
Right.
So my dad's 73.
But he was playing golf in Florida like 3 days
right.
ago.
He was. Yeah, no. Right. You know, what are you doing, Dad?
One day. He's
so
just
so I asked these hotels. Yes. I go, okay, so I'm not from New Hampshire, but are you really going to check my ID? Like, don't you want my money? And they're like, yes, sir. We have to check IDs. And I went, click.
You actually made that sound.
So Maine and New Hampshire.
But did you actually hang a phone up or was it yourself?
I just mocked hanging up a phone. Yeah, like it's 1987.
Yes, right. He pressed that button.
So I went, button.
Yeah.
Silent button.
So number three. So now we go down the map, right? New York closed. Jersey, the shore is open, but it's still takeout. You can't get hotels. Delaware, Maryland closed. West Virginia, wide open. It's open.
Okay.
Everything
you
want to do.
Why don't you just enjoy your house?
Listen,
you have to leave.
I'm at the house all the time. It's Memorial Day weekend. So let's go to West Virginia, right? Indoor dining, the best hillbilly times, except it's 9 hours away and you can't stop anywhere to break it up because everything's closed.
What's a hillbilly time for a Dakin?
Well, there's like some of these hotels have falconry and archery and all this like
falconry?
Stuff. Yeah, where like the birds.
What is that?
The birds get on
they
you.
They land on
but
your
arm? But what if the birds have this thing?
Right.
They're not wearing a mask.
Yeah, I mean, cobras. A tiger got it, so.
Cobras, yes.
So number two.
Yes.
Vegas. Okay, so hotels in Vegas, New York, the famous hotel in Vegas, is $39 a night.
Really?
Right now.
What?
$39 a night.
Oh,
it's crazy.
Oh, my God.
Damn.
But no pool, no shows, and no gambling. So basically, it's like staying at my house.
It's just a room, yes.
Right. Why are you going?
Right.
Stupid. But you say, well, the flights are cheap. The flights are not cheap. That is a myth.
Really?
I've looked to fly any godforsaken place, and the flights are still $400, $300. They're like, oh, go to Florida. It's cheap. It's not. From Hartford to Orlando, it was $320 this morning. Like, it's a myth. These flights are still expensive. So even if I got to Vegas to sit in my one room, but at least I'm in a new location, it's still like $500. So Vegas is out. So, number one.
Been good?
You know, I think there's a second there where he heard himself yelling. And he said, what is that sound?
You know,
and, oh, wait,
day,
it's me.
One day he just explodes during the list.
I'm telling you, this isn't even jokes. I'm legitimately mad.
I can tell. Oh, yeah, we can tell, yeah.
All right, number one, that leaves me with Connecticut.
All right.
Great. So I could stay at my house.
Cool. Great.
Or I could go to the beach. But guess what? The beaches are only 50% capacity. So I got to get up at 6 in the morning.
Don't you hate the beach?
Yes. But I'm out of oxygen. So I got to get up at 6 in the morning to drive to some stupid beach. So again, nanas can be mad that I don't have the mask on. But it's too hot at the beach to wear the goddamn mask.
Yeah.
So what do I do? So what am I going to do?
I can't eat my tater tots with the mask is on.
Right. No, but Tuesday, that's going to be a fun tanning. Oh, at the beach?
You're just mask face.
Your mouth is all white.
He doesn't tan. He's bone white.
Right, it's true.
Trying to eat Cheez-Its, but I can't get them in the mask.
So there's outdoor dining now, so yay.
Right.
So I could get a $50 filet served by a guy in a mask while I'm wearing a mask and some other dickhead's wearing a mask. Like, I don't know. So whatever. It's just Netflix and pizza, I guess. It's my memorial.
In your house.
In my stupid house.
So another rule in Connecticut is 6 feet away from one another. Unless it's Keith spitting mad, then it's 30 feet.
Yeah, right.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.